Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Those are the moments that create fulfillment. Those are the moments that make us feel alive. Those are the ones that, yes, you're getting the emotional highs, the feel goods, the happiness, but it's for the long-term gain. It's in line with our purpose. It's not these short-term things that come and then go. And then you got to seek it again. And they come and they go. And you got to seek it again. They come and they go. It's getting drunk. Mm-hmm. Getting drunk does not create joy. It creates a short-term feeling of happiness that's not real. And then what happens is you get hungover and you have to chase it again. You have to get it again. But if you get drunk for every day for a decade, you don't come out of that decade going like, I found it. Mm. Whereas if you work your ass off towards something purposeful, intentionally for a decade every day, you come out of it and you go, I found it.
We are here because we know the outcomes in our lives are within our control. That taking absolute ownership of how we eat, sleep, train, think, and connect with each other is how we'll optimize our health and happiness. That chasing excellence is how we grab hold of what is possible. Our mission is to live on the run, always chasing, never stop.
Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Chasing Excellence. How are you, Ben?
I'm doing really good, Pat. Thanks.
I wanted to talk to you about something today. Somebody who, you know, I'd be lying if I said I paid a whole lot of attention to him now, but I definitely have in the past, and I know you have as well, Gary Vee. Somebody he's, you know, I think a lot of people know who he is at this point. He's a marketer, an entrepreneur, kind of an Instagram guru. And one of the things he always says, one of the things he's constantly saying is that sort of happiness is the, this is a sort of gold standard, right? That happiness is what we should all be chasing. It's what we should all be aiming for. We should be optimizing our decisions for what makes us happy. And it might just be he's using a word that maybe you would use a different word for, but I wanted to kind of just throw this out to you and say, is he wrong? Do you see things differently than he is? Or like, why do some people, and it's a lot of people, it's not just him certainly, but why do a lot of people say, you know, if you're not happy, you're not on the right track, right? Whereas we don't, you know, here on the show, you and I, we don't talk about happiness really ever, right? We maybe use different words. So I kind of want to just throw this out to you and say, you know, is there a tension there? Or is it just simply like somebody's using one word, you'd use another? Or like, where do we start kind of dive into this idea of chasing happiness or not chasing happiness, or what do we want to chase?
Wow. Yeah. I love that. And I think I'm a fan of Gary Vee's. I think he's created amazing stuff, and I love how he's telling people to chase happiness. Cause I think what most people do is they don't. People chase what society tells them to do. People don't chase anything.
Yep.
I think that what happens a lot, and I don't think it's people that listen to this podcast, but I think what a lot of times what people have is they're reactive to life. They're just kind of like reacting to the things that are happening to them in their lives, and they're kind of walking down the hallway just trying not to bump into the walls.
Yep.
And the hallway is just set up. Instead of like taking a 10,000-foot view, looking at the blueprint around them and choosing strategically where they want to be. What Gary's saying is, I love that, is don't just follow a path that's predetermined for you. Chase what makes you happy. Like that's amazing. That's so powerful to have a intentionality behind it. I think the difference between Gary and I is a matter of words. I think he's choosing it again intentionally because it's an easy word to hold on to. It's an easy word to say, yes, I'm happy, or no, I'm not. And that makes sense.
Yep.
What he's saying is, if you love being creative, go do things that enable you to be creative. Don't push that aside and stifle it because mom and dad said that you should be a lawyer. Like that's what he's essentially saying. I'm saying the same thing, but the fear I have with the word happiness is that people chase pleasure and people chase the short-term fix for happiness, because the short-term fixes for happiness are incredibly dangerous in the long run. Mm-hmm. If you always are seeking, and looking for and measuring yourself against how happy am I in this moment, and if you are unhappy, you shift gears to something that's going to make you more happy, well, that's the exact recipe for a long-term dissatisfaction. Because what are things that make people like, when are you, like, happy in the short term? Well, it's just hanging out with friends. It's staying in and watching Netflix and snuggling up on the couch. It's eating ice cream makes people happy. It's short-term pleasure. Like, we are pleasure-seeking beings, and it's addictive. It's that chemical response, that neurochemical response in our bodies that actually will seek those things out. What we have to do is actually distrust that natural pleasure-seeking happy thing, and also distrust what mom and dad are telling us to do, what society is telling us to do, which is go to college, get the seat at the table at the Fortune 500 company, climb the corporate ladder, work 9 to 5, have the 2.5 kids and the golden retriever and the white picket fence. Like, do what Gary's saying, like, don't chase that, do what makes you happy. But what I'm saying is, let's take another layer to it. I know Gary's thinking about this as well, because he's such a hard charger and he doesn't do just makes him feel good. He's thinking of this for the long term, is do the hard stuff. Like, do the hard stuff that is not so enjoyable in that moment. Go to the gym. Get up at the right time. Go to bed at the right time. Eat the healthy foods. Like, all the stuff that we talk about on this podcast all the time. Like, what are the things that are going to set you up for the long-term success? Because doing that, everyone on the long enough horizon goes like, yep, I want the six pack. Yep, I want to be able to run a marathon. Yep, I want to be able to write that book, and I want to start that business, and I want a super happy family, and I want to be emotionally, spiritually connected and sound. But then it comes to the moment right now, and people go like, well, yeah, I'm going to have the ice cream though, and I'm going to stay in and watch Netflix, and I'm going to sleep in tomorrow. And it's those, can we bring the hard decisions in the moments to the long-term happiness? That's all I'm saying is, yes, chase happiness, but chase happiness on the spectrum, not at the moments. Because when you do it at the moment, you actually shy away from pain, pleasure and pain. We are biologically set up to avoid pain and seek pleasure. What we need to do is lean into the hard conversations. Do the things on your to-do list that you've been putting off for so long. Go and do the research. Write the 500 words that you need to get done today. Do the hard CrossFit workout. Eat the salad, not the – and you got – that's what we should be doing.
Yeah, and I think the challenge in there, or one of the challenges, is not to avoid pleasure or not avoid things that feel good. Because ultimately, like, whenever you accomplish a thing, whenever you work hard for 10 years, like, there is going to be pleasure there. So I think it's not so much an avoidance of pleasure, but maybe it's like a reimagining of what gives you pleasure, if that makes sense, or what satisfies you in that moment. Because I think when you can shift that from, well, what satisfies me right now is the sugar high or the couch, into what satisfies me is another 30 minutes of work on that book I'm working on, right? Yeah. Whatever that might be, right? It's like a reimagining of what pleasure might be.
So that's why I think that we choose to use different words.
Yep.
So what I'm saying is, let's not use the word happiness. Let's use the word fulfillment. Mm. Because if you go towards fulfillment, you're going to seek out the more challenging things right now, because at the end of a challenging thing, or even in the process of achieving difficult things, you feel a sense of fulfillment. You feel a sense of purpose. The opposite of purpose is literally people that are just seeking the next high. Mm-hmm. Seeking, that's, you know, I just need to, I'm going to get drunk tonight because I need the escapism. I'm going to, I don't need to go, the picture's there, right? It's all these short-term pleasure seekers.
Instagram.
That's, Yeah, that's the opposite of, it's funny you say Instagram. Somebody in the gym was like, I just listened to your podcast this morning. This is today. Mm-hmm. They go, I listened to your most recent podcast. You really don't like social media, huh?
Yep.
But yes, exactly right. It's the escapism. It's that, because yes, you get that short-term pleasure. You get happy from scrolling Instagram because they've hacked the system. They figured out how to tap into your dopamine responses. What I'm saying, that's not going to create. So happiness now, think of it as a seesaw. Happiness now with fulfillment on the other side. Now, I'm not saying be miserable. That's not at all. What I'm saying is seek out the things that are going to cause long-term fulfillment. So you stubbing your toe over and over again, you giving yourself paper cuts, that's the opposite of pleasure. Mm-hmm. But that's not going to create long-term fulfillment. So I'm not saying fulfillment is the opposite of happiness. I'm saying figure out the things that are going to create fulfillment and chase those things in the moment. What that means is intentionality. Mm-hmm. That's the biggest you have to bring intention, and you can't just follow the path that mom and dad set for you. That's not going to create it for you, because what's going to happen is you're going to turn 45. You're going to get to your midlife crisis and go, what the hell? This isn't the life I wanted. This isn't what I set out to do. And now you want to, this is what a midlife crisis is. People that were not intentional from the get-go of how to create fulfillment in their life. They get halfway through it and they go, damn it. The thing I was chasing isn't there. Like I thought this was going to be there. It's Maslow's hierarchy of needs. You think that you're chasing the bigger house. You think you're chasing the bigger salary. You think you're chasing partying with your friends. And all of a sudden you realize that isn't the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. You need to refigure out how to do this. And the hack is fulfillment. Mm-hmm. The hack is, what do I need to do now today? Don't chase happiness. Chase the things that are going to fulfill you. To your point, it's not the fun things, but it's not the miserable things. It's the things that what everyone looks back on and goes, remember those? So no one looks back upon and no one gets super high and satisfied and joy out of just going to work 9 to 5. It's super easy. It's monotonous. Like, you don't have to think about it. You just kind of like go through the motions. What the things that people are, steal a term, find flow states in, mm-hmm. is the challenging things. The people that people find like so much joy when they look back upon it are, remember we had to like burn the midnight oil. We were all here till 12:30 at night. That project was due the next morning. We got the pizza at midnight and we were coming in under the deadline, and man, we busted it together and we had that cooperative feel, yet it was so challenging, and we had those disagreements, passionate debates. Those are the moments that create fulfillment. Those are the moments that make us feel alive. Those are the ones that, yes, you're getting the emotional highs, the feel goods, the happiness, but it's for the long-term gain. It's in line with our purpose. It's not these short-term things that come and then go. And then you gotta seek it again. And they come and they go. And you gotta seek it again. They come and they go. It's getting drunk. Mm-hmm. Getting drunk does not create joy. It creates a short-term feeling of happiness that's not real. And then what happens is you get hungover and you have to chase it again. You have to get it again. But if you get drunk for every day for a decade, you don't come out of that decade going like, I found it. Mm. Whereas if you work your ass off towards something purposeful, intentionally for a decade every day, you come out of it and you go, I found it. It's a matter of intentionality behind it. And I fear that if we say chase happiness, people go and start, I'm using getting drunk as an example of as a placeholder for about 100 different things.
Yeah. Yeah. Two things. The first is, I wish I remembered the name of who actually said it, originally, but there's a heuristic or a quote that I've read recently or that I reread. It's that easy choices lead to a hard life and hard choices lead to an easy life. And that pops into my head. I can see it on
that's exactly it. Yeah. I seen it recently.
The second thing though, that, and maybe it's just a story, but it's what popped in my head is, the last year that we did the ECC, the East Coast Championship. I remember that distinctly, and I remember that feeling that you're talking about at the end of that second day, right? It was a 2-day competition. I was handling like the media live stream. You obviously were kind of overseeing everything. Harry was doing the coaching. And I remember during the during that weekend, I didn't have a lot of fun, but I distinctly remember it. Everything came down. It was a year that the Patriots were playing. So we put the Patriots on the big screen. We had some pizzas, and I distinctly remember sitting, watching the game kind of by myself, and just like that feeling. I was like, this is the thing that is worth a weekend of not sleeping a lot, a weekend of stress, a weekend of band-aiding things when they didn't work, right? And I think that moment, like that was that's a handy moment because like it was an event, it had a beginning and an end. But like, I think that's the feeling that, that you're talking about is that the stress comes down or whatever settles or you take a vacation or whatever it is. And you'd be like, oh wow, like that was kind of amazing. It didn't feel like it. But now that it's all done, now that the dust has settled, I'm really proud of what we just did, right?
Yeah, it's so I think what you're doing is, working really hard is not what I'm talking about. Mm. Because you can work really, really hard, but if it's not meaningful to you, it's not going to get us to where we want to go. Mm-hmm. So working really, really hard, really, really effectively, working really, really efficiently towards something that ultimately doesn't matter is hell. That's a form of hell,
yeah.
Right? Because what you're saying there is you have all the same stress, you have all the same sleepless nights, you have all the same sacrifices that you made not seeing your family, but for what? Mm-hmm. And at the end of that, you go, what the hell was that for?
Yep.
AKA midlife crisis.
Yep.
Right? But if you are intentional behind this and you work really, really hard, you have stress, you made sacrifices for all these things that actually make you fulfilled, at the end of that you go, yeah, this is it. Mm-hmm. This is it. Now imagine if after that 2-day, you experience it for that 2-day snippet. That's amazing. Most people probably don't get this in 10, 15 minute increments, maybe an hour, maybe that, where they're working really hard for something. And at the end of it, like, yep. Actually, people on this, when you do a CrossFit workout, at the end of it, during it, you're not like, that was amazing. Oh my, this is amazing. I'm enjoying this so much.
I'm having so much fun.
This is so good. I'm happy.
Yeah.
Like, I am so happy. Nobody is raising their hand there.
Yeah. CrossFit is a great example of what you're talking about.
Maybe not right at the end because you're still, but like a half hour later, an hour later, you go, what'd you think? People are like, freaking awesome.
I'm coming back tomorrow.
Awesome. Right? Because it's putting your effort towards something that you deem meaningful that's going to move you in the direction of your goals and your dreams. That's the idea. Like, and when we do that, all of a sudden there's purpose, there's intentionality, there is a perspective to it. It's like, this matters. And then you get there and it's this feel good dopamine rush. I'm getting closer to the prize. I'm getting closer, and the prize is maybe not a raise, a bigger house. It's the prize is I'm getting closer to my ultimate dreams and my fulfillment, not what society is telling us, not the six figures, not the next extra initials behind your name, but what you fulfills you as a unique individual being. And it's yours is going to be different than mine. And as you make those steps towards that, and yours, you're creative. You love building stuff. You love sharing what you're building through a medium. So that's why that ECC was so empowering for you. It's such a – you loved that dedication to that because it's moving you towards who you believe you are as a human being. Mm-hmm. And that when we are doing that, that's what we're chasing. That's what we should be pushing ourselves towards. And just to pull it back to the beginning, I believe that maybe there's levels to this, right? The first level is you're not chasing anything other than what other people are telling you to chase. That's probably the most destructive is there's nothing to chase, right? This total complacency. Yep. You're just a leaf blowing in the wind. There's nothing. The next level of this, and I'm thinking this through as in real time, might be like you're chasing what other people are putting in front of you. And maybe that's below that one, because maybe that's maybe the leaf blowing through the wind is actually like, who cares? This is like that's a free sense of freedom and autonomy, and you don't get led astray down a bad path. Then there's somewhere in there, there's like following the path that other people set for you. And then you get to this place where it's like, what the hell am I doing? Then there's chasing happiness, you know, chasing the pleasure, chasing just this, the fleeting moment that's perishable, and you got to go get it again. You got to go get it again, scrolling Instagram, right?
Constant dopamine hits.
Exactly. And then there's the one that I think is just so elevated is, can we, and I really think it takes a lot of introspection. I think it takes a lot of, this is why meditation is so powerful. This is why reading is so powerful. This is why solitude is so powerful. This is why self-reflection, you know, Socrates said, know thyself. Like that's number one, know thyself. And if you know who you are and what fulfills you, who, like, is there anything else to like, that's it. Mm-hmm. Everything else becomes a distraction. Like, go forth, my good son, and do the good work that's going to move you towards that form of happiness. I just choose to call it fulfillment.
Mm-hmm. You've mentioned a few times now, and I think it's maybe worth unpacking a little bit, is just this preponderance, this habit so many folks have of chasing somebody else's goals, chasing somebody else's definition of fulfillment, chasing somebody else's definition of meaningful. What's the first step in recognizing that that's actually what's happening here? And maybe I feel like I'm working hard, but I don't feel satisfied about it all. How do you get all the way back to, oh, you know what? I'm just trying to make my dad happy, and that's never going to be success. I'm never going to be successful at that, or whatever the source of that misalignment might be. How do you realize that that's what's happening?
It's a great question, Patrick. Because as you're talking, it's not people that are just following status quo. It's not just people that are like, I go to college, then I get the 9-to-5 and I climb a corporate ladder. It's people that are taking different paths. People that are giving up school to be professional CrossFitters. Yet that's not something that fulfills them. Yeah. That's not really what they want. They're doing it again because it's, I have a certain level of athletic ability and people are saying you should go do this, and but it's not really fulfilling me. I think you see this a lot in like golf. Mm. People are going to play golf, but like they hate it. They like the idea of being a golfer, but like the actual like part of like being on the links, and they're just frustrated the whole time. They're not finding fulfillment in it. It's the right question. I don't have the answer other than do you enjoy the process?
Mm-hmm.
So if you are studying to be a lawyer and you just like, and studying for the bar, you kind of get off on that. Like, this is like, I'm not gonna go out with my friends on Friday night, not because I have to study for this, because I kind of get my Joneses by like digging into this thing. I love law. It's like, if you're a CrossFit, aspiring CrossFit Games athlete, and you love, like you really just love the training, not the idea of being a CrossFit Games athlete. You don't love the idea of being a lawyer. You don't love the idea of being a rock star, you know, a musician. Do you love the grind? Do you love like working clubs in front of six people that aren't paying attention to you? And you're in the backstage and you're lugging your equipment and your speakers at 10:45 at night and then pulling it all back out at 2:30 in the morning. And then not, do you love that because you just love the music, or are you just kind of, do you feel like you're paying your dues for the net, like what's just next?
Mm-hmm.
If you love the process, chances are you're on the path. If you love like that type of thing, and maybe that's what Gary Vee means by chase happiness. Maybe that's what he means.
The writer Austin Kleon likes to say that lots of people fall in love with the noun, but very few people fall in love with the verb, right? And that's kind of the what I'm hearing from you.
I love that, right? Yes. I love the, I want to be a musician. Mm-hmm. I'm not so psyched about actually playing music tonight at this club for the sixth night in a row, playing the same music again and all that.
Yeah. Yep. Starting to wrap up, where do you think, is it that, like, where do you think people run into trouble here? Like, why do we fall victim to chasing, again, fill in the word, happiness, pleasure, whatever? Do you have a sense of the source of that? And if we can get to the source of it, maybe we can start to sort of rewrite it.
Well, I think it's two things. I think people fall into the trap of, again, I think feeling maybe chasing happiness is a step in the right process.
Yep. Yep.
But I think that the first step is being brave. Mm. Yeah, people are afraid. People are afraid of going against their own expectations to where they thought they were going to be at that certain point, with expectations of their parents, expectations of society, and so on. So it's the fear is potentially the first one. And the second one is biological. Like, we're not set up to do this.
Yeah.
We're set up to appease the tribe. We're set up for the dopamine. The dopamine drives us. Like, it's the feel good. It's a dopamine tells us we are on the right path. Like, as it's all about, like, that's why dopamine has a good side and a bad side. Dopamine is the hit you get when you accomplish your goals.
Yeah.
And as you accomplish your goals, you get a dopamine response like, ooh, that felt good. Do more of that. Ooh, that felt good. Do more of that. The problem is you get that same response from all the bad things. When you're gambling, when you're doing like alcohol, from Instagram, it's all those things like, ooh, that felt good. Let's get more of that. Ooh, that felt good. Let's get more of that. So it's this intentionality and this awareness level of what are these emotions telling me? Mm-hmm. Because feel goods are not feel goods are not feel goods. There's a whole different array of them. And some feel goods help you doing a CrossFit workout. Other feel goods do not help you mindlessly scrolling Instagram till 3:30 in the morning.
Really hating on the social medias.
We are on a kick right now. We are like,
we're going to do like some sort of 30-day challenge for folks.
Next thing, there's such powerful companies. I feel like I'm going to get like a knock on the door by like guys in trench coats and sunglasses.
Mark Zuckerberg's going to send somebody for you. All right, my man. Anything else left on this? We're talking about, we're on this, this conversation about, chasing something other than pleasure, chasing something other than short-term happiness.
Yeah. I think that this started with me is I lived in Vermont. I went to school in Vermont.
Yep.
And that's where Ben and Jerry's is from.
Mm-hmm.
Ben and Jerry's saying is there's bumper stickers all over Vermont everywhere that say, if it's not fun, why do it?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it's like, that's their whole idea. If it's not fun, why would you do it? Well, that's a recipe for mediocrity.
Yeah.
Like, I think that, and here's the deal is like, I think I'm talking to our audience who are already like willing to do hard stuff. So this isn't like,
mm-hmm.
I'm talking to people that are going to bust their ass at something, right? So like bust it for something that's going to give you long-term fulfillment. Like what I'm saying, what I don't want them to hear is like, well, I shouldn't. Yeah, like, CrossFit workouts at the time are not fun. So why would I do that? Like eating the salad instead of the cookie is not fun. Why would I do that? Like that should not be our litmus test mm-hmm. at all. Our litmus test should be that fulfillment aspect. At the end, am I enjoying the process? Am I enjoying the process? And at the end of this, am I going to feel like the ladder was leaning against the right wall? Because I'm climbing mm-hmm. that ladder. Everyone listening to this podcast is chasing it. They're climbing that ladder. The dangerous thing is that you get to the top of the ladder and you realize it was leaning up against the wrong wall, aka the midlife crisis, aka like happiness, and like aka the hangover the next morning. You know, we need to make sure that we are bringing intentionality and awareness to our life at all time.
Love that. I'm a man. Thank you so much. Thank you, everybody out there listening. Thank you to those who leave ratings and reviews. And we will be back next week for another episode of Chasing Excellence.
You can get every episode of Chasing Excellence wherever you listen to your podcasts or on YouTube. Until next time, thank you for listening.
Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. PAIR.com.